Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We don't have time for research. We just start talking and we figure it out later.
Yeah.
Are we going to pick sides on this space thing or what? Like, I did not think this was... Okay. So Bezos has his space company. What's his called?
I know Elon's Blue Origin.
Okay.
Is that Bezos?
And he launches a giant PP into space. I thought Elon's rockets were phallic, but Bezos is like, hold my beer. Yeah. That thing is, are we kidding? Can you put the two rockets side by side on a screen? I'm telling you right now.
I don't think I can.
Because they won't fit?
No.
I'll get distracted.
Oh my God.
It does seem like something South Park would have done a few years ago. I've been like, launch a rocket. Like, here's the rocket. The rocket. Quote
it's
unquote.
It's so dumb. It's the shape of the park in Reunion. It's just a giant PP floating into the sky packed with women. Okay, so did you guys care before the other day? Did you know Katie was going up?
I remember hearing that Katie was going. I didn't know like when it was happening. I didn't necessarily care.
Yeah, I knew Katie was on it. I knew Gayle King. I don't know anyone else.
Is Gayle King famous for anything other than being Oprah's best friend?
Is she on?
I thought she hosted like one of the Today.
But would she have gotten that were she not Oprah's best friend?
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know she was.
Isn't that the Gayle King who was Oprah's best friend?
I'm just saying
it's like the Kardashians. I'm not saying anything wrong. They're just like it's like OJ's friend, and then they started, and then you had relations with somebody.
She was a journalist for CBS. And then was editor at Oprah's magazine, I guess.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. So that makes sense.
Okay. So anyway, all these people went up.
Yeah.
It was an all female mission, which was awesome. But now, and I'm like, once I heard our Heather Collins talking about it all day. Like when they landed, I mean, it was like, it was a big deal. Katie like fell to her knees and kissed the earth. And
so did Gayle.
They did.
Yeah.
That seems a little dramatic to me. Where are you going?
I'll be honest. Okay, Aaron's the only one in this room who is got any testosterone. Like, I think you would feel the same way if you jumped out of a plane. I think you and I would be like, oh my God, thank God we're back on Earth. And I would just be like,
no,
getting clumps of grass in my hand going, thank God, I did it. Check, done, never doing it again.
I absolutely would do the same thing, but I didn't care about this because I don't care about space. I don't want to go. I don't want to jump out of a plane. I haven't even left the country. Why would I go to space?
Okay. Like, I forgot. We were done. I was trying to form an alliance with you against Aaron, but now
I'd be clutching the ground before we took off. I'd be like, don't take me with you. I just want to stay here. It's fine.
And didn't Katy Perry kind of say she got bullied into it, right?
I don't know, actually.
I think
I didn't
she had said,
that.
Like, I didn't want to do it, but then, like, I agreed, and then it, like, started coming up, and I don't remember who had talked her into it, but then she's just like, oh, crap, I'm going.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you just don't go.
Famously, no leverage Katy Perry. Couldn't get out of a commitment.
Okay, so where are we at? Because now Olivia...
Wild.
Is really mad.
She's mad. I mean, Kesha is kind
Kesha jumped on Team Wendy's.
Which is hilarious.
We don't... There is zero... We're not getting paid to say this.
No.
But Wendy's is a good follow.
Yeah.
They are, yeah. They're awesome.
Yeah.
You don't even have to like meat. Their social media is
so good.
Just who are the ones you guys were saying? Like,
oh, I said Scrub Daddy.
Scrub Daddy is
their
one.
Social media is wild. It's unhinged.
It's a sponge with a mouth, right?
Yeah.
And they do weird things with the mouth.
Very weird.
Jimmy John's is good too. That's the one I like.
Because they've embraced the fact that people are stoned.
Yeah, like they just went all in on stoners. I think there's just business people who need a sandwich for lunch, you know? But they,
Okay, so are we picking a side though? Because like, why is Olivia mad? She's just mad at the money? Or like, why are people mad?
I saw Olivia, Emily Ratajkowski, and someone else. They're all just like, you know who Em Rata is. She was the one in Robin Thicke's music video.
Mm-hmm. She was in Gone Girl too. She was like the... His mistress.
Yeah. Okay.
Everyone is speaking out saying like, this was a tremendous waste of money. You want it to be female empowering. It's great that we sent up all females. We sent up Katy Perry, who took a daisy and sang a song. Are you kidding me? That's who we sent? What a waste.
Yeah. They should have sent up Gal Gadot to sing Imagine again. adjacent.
I would rather have it's that, adjacent. I think. Truly.
100%. Well, so it's like she gets up there and then like,
because then we can all just like bond over like, yeah, that was dumb.
That was dumb, and you did it again. You doubled down.
Good job.
And now it's fun.
I'm proud of you.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think because I saw something. I don't know if it was Olivia Wilde, but one of them had some sort of quote about like, you've shown little girls that what's more important than STEM is like just being a pop star. Just be like that is what will get you. That's what will get you into space.
Don't do the math.
Don't work hard. Learn. Don't learn. Yeah, don't get prepared and all that stuff, which I agree with that sentiment.
Yeah.
But if it's coming from an actress,
what
does that sentiment mean? You are Olivia Wilde. You are also an act. I don't know this. Does Olivia Wilde encourage STEM in any other way other than bashing Katy Perry? Like, that's what I have an issue with. Is people? It feels a little hypocritical to me. I think if genuine astronauts are like, this is bogus, we've been training our whole lives, and then they got to go, I would hear you out. Absolutely. That makes sense to me. But it's the other people. It feels like, to me, it feels like they're a little jealous. They didn't get to go.
But why
did Katy get to go?
Yeah.
You know? She's Katy Perry, and she's friends with somebody. She has to be friends with Bezos.
But I'm Olivia Wilde. I should go.
Okay.
That's what my
Are you
issue
mad
is
about the money? If Bezos wants to drop a bill, who cares?
Well, yeah, I don't care about the money, I guess. For me, it would be...
Because he still donates to charity. You can't say, like, oh my God, he spent $1 billion on this and he's never helped anybody else out. He does. Does he have to, I do not want to get political about this, but, like, anybody who's complaining about the money, like, when you went and bought a $50,000 car, did you in kind make a $50,000 donation to Children's Hospital? No, you didn't. Then why do you expect him to go dollar for dollar? Oh, because he has so much. It's like, it doesn't matter how much he has. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to go dollar for dollar. I'm doing this, spending stupid money on this concert, and then I owe exactly that same amount. None of us do that. We don't spend the same amount on charities we do on ourselves.
Yeah.
So I think it's a stupid waste of money, but we can't be mad at it.
No, and I kind of do feel like a hypocrite because I don't remember getting this angry about William Shatner when he went up.
Did he go up?
Yeah. He went up on the, I think it was it Elon's? I don't know. Yeah. He went up first.
Because his quote. Who's pee-pee to Shatner?
No.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.